So they'd have some Germans in there. And those Czechs, they made up of the Czechs and the Slovaks and the Croatians. Or, I don't know, there's several different countries, you know, that united to form Czechoslovakia. And there were a lot of Jews living in the hotel that had been run out of Germany, at least that had left Germany before they were going to reach Jews, living at the hotel we stayed in Prague. We were waiting, using up time, because we couldn't get to Berlin before we could get our rooms. And Jack had to send his money over there for rooms for the 15 people. He had to send his money in March, and he didn't get our reservations until we were in London. Now we stayed at
What month was that? When did you get to London? What month was that?
July. We were there the 4th of July. Guess what they played when they were changing the colors? The troops were going to the Buckingham Palace for the changing of the colors. Guess what they were playing? The band was playing Stars and Stripes Forever. They sure were. That's what they were playing. And our hotel was in within, it was on, hotel was on Piccadilly Circus. I forget the name, Regent Palace, I believe, was the hotel we stayed in. It was within walking distance of Buckingham Palace in St. James.
Did you go to Ireland while you were there?
No, we didn't go to Ireland. Now, when we went over in 54 to visit my brother, who was stationed in England, he was over there with the Air Force, see. And when we went there, we docked at Cove, Ireland. The ship did. We went on the Britannic that time. And we went on the Aquitania the other time. And it was flying, it was, was that the Aquitania or not? But anyway, it was one of those old ships. It had, we went down and saw the engine room and, oh, it was really built. It wasn't the Aquitania, I forget what it was. But anyway, in World War II, it carried troops in World War I. And in World War II, it ran with the, well, we were going, we were, when we went over on the Britannic, it was meeting Elizabeth out in the middle of the, Queen Elizabeth, out in the middle of the ocean, and we were riding. We went in 5 days, we went on that ship in, we went from New York to Southampton in 5 days. What was that we went on? That was Aquitania, I reckon. Well, anyway, they were talking about junking it. Well, they had it in the yards, you know, and World War II came along, they brought it out, and it was carrying troops across the ocean without escort. It could outrun their subs.
Oh.
Yeah. And some of the men that were on there had been working on that ship for years. And boy, they loved it. They loved it.
Was that a British ship? Or?
Yes, British. What is that line, the British line? They on the Elizabeth and the Elizabeth II.
Well, those were about the only...
They know how to handle tourists. Now, coming back in 32, we sat in the dining room. We went tourist class then. We were in the dining room, and one of these one of the boys was with us, this boy from Decatur, who was with us, and I ate at a table, and there was a couple eating there at the same time we were eating. They served, you know, early or late breakfast, and early or late dinner, and because they were loaded. And they had gone over on the United States, and they said the service on the English ship was so much better.
Were you ever in France again?
Yeah, we came back through France when I went with Rocky. We went in his car. See, he was in England. And we crossed over into France from Dover. And